So it is a final look at sports this morning, and action from day two from the South African Open happening at Durban Country Club is underway. It started at 8 a.m. this morning because of some delayed start or suspension of play on day one. A quick look at the scoreboard at the Investec SA Open. Sam Bairstow, Frederik Vroom, and South Africa's Darren Fischard are 7 under with after day one. I can tell you that Darren Fischard, he has 4 holes to play because he had to stop yesterday when darkness forced a suspension of play. So that is Sam Bairstow at 7 under after round one, and Frederik Vroom from Sweden also tied at 7 under. Some reactions from day one. Hey, Sam Bairstow talking about what he thought of the course and of course his round.
I think the greens were still all right yesterday when it was really wet, so yeah, the greens were good today, and obviously with the fairways with no run, you can sort of going to land where it's going to pitch, so yeah, you can sort of be quite aggressive. Yeah,
and then we turn our attention to some rugby news. The Sharks team to face the Lions in Johannesburg has been confirmed. And remember that it's a bit of a doubleheader because we play them away this weekend, and then the weekend of the 8th, they come back to Durban. So those teams, just quickly, Sharks team to face the Lions this weekend. Mtutugo Mkhunu starting at number 1. Prof, then we have Ubongi Mbonam, Maru Andrea, Dion Slabbert, Jason Jenkins, Tinotan Masavere, Vincent Chituka, Pepsi Book, Terese, Jaden Hendricks, Sia Masogu, Ethan Hooker, Lukanyo Ambu, captains, or he's the vice captain, Urenza Judy's at the number 13 jersey, and Yao Peng, the 14, Jordan Hendricks is at 15. Grant William moves to the bench, and there's also a certain Siam Tanda Kolisi who wears the number 20 jersey after being on Springbok leave last time out. If you missed it earlier, Leicester City boss Ruud van Nistelrooy says his players must change from trying to avoid defeat to trying to win. A 2-0 defeat at West Ham United last night was the 11th loss in 12 games, leaving them 5 points from Premier League safety. Fenerbahce boss Jose Mourinho has been given a 4-game ban following comments he made about Monday's draw with Galatasaray. He's been punished for derogatory and offensive statements towards the Turkish football community and all the country's referees. And then we stay with the beautiful game. We had the Betway Premiership action happening this weekend. The big one, of course, it is the main attraction at Atteridgeville between Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns. Along the Pirates, they travel to Umakhosi, Amazon, welcome Cape Town City to the Moses Mabhida Stadium. And we also have Richards Bay against Chippa United. Action does get underway tonight, though, when Stellies take on Bulawayo City. That one kicking off at 7:30. For these